So, Jamie, I know you have to be excited because I know how much you love Days.
Oh, you know, that's my heart and soul. That is my heart and soul. I was squealing like a pig on Slaughter Day because, my Marlena is back. See, I'm an All My Children fan. I've watched for about 20 years, too, but Deirdre Hall is my Susan Lucci all day,
all night. I'm with you.
I am a Marlena for life fan. You know, all these people like to try to tell me, oh, you know she can be a diva. Well, she should be because she is Deirdre damn Hall.
And,
you know?
And she walked on that set looking snatched and in complete control of the set.
Bitches.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. It's 9 minutes past the hour. I'm Larry Flick, and this is your morning jolt on SiriusXM LQ 108. Keith Price is here, and we're glad you are too on this Friday, October 7th. And it's been a few weeks since we had our pals from Daytime and PopConfidential.com with us. Lots has happened, and we have the entire cast, I think for the first time ever, the entire five-person cast with us on various points from around the country, as well as in our studio. We have Jillian Bowe. Hello, darling.
Hey, doll.
You're looking gorgeous, as
thank
always.
You. Thank you. Look at
as
you.
As always. We have Luke Kerr from Nebraska.
Good morning.
And we have Jamie Giddens from Atlanta.
Hey.
And we have Reagan Salura. We've missed you, darling, from Cleveland.
Hi. I've missed you guys, too.
And from Texas, we have Melody Akles. Hello, Melody.
Hey.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. Y'all doing all right this morning?
Very, very well.
How are you doing?
So we want you to bookmark the two websites, daytimeconfidential.com and popconfidential.com. They are updated constantly with up-to-the-minute news about the daytime film, daytime television industry, and Pop Confidential is all pop culture all the time. They have accompanying podcasts. And both are back on track this week, and they both sound really, really good. We're going to start off by taking a look at what's been going on in daytime because it has been busy in the daytime world. All My Children ended a 41-year run a couple weeks ago, and The Chew, the very controversial show, made its premiere in its place. Days of Our Lives, they're calling it Days 2.0, made its premiere on September 26th. And lots of doings. Now, if you visit daytimeconfidential.com, then you know that it's pretty universal. Everybody in the cast enjoyed the way that All My Children closed. Would that be right, Julian?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool.
It was cool?
Yeah.
You were, like, the least enthusiastic, I think. I think you and I were closer in thought on the show.
I mean, I like certain aspects of it, but, you know, I watched it again, and I'm just like, eh, okay. I mean, I really did enjoy when Jackson ho-checked Erica. I thought that was
it was good.
Oh,
was
I thought
good.
That was hilarious. It made me scream. I was like, ow, Jack, no!
Because he's had it. If you didn't see it, the Jackson and Erica relationship at least seemed to end when Erica had an opportunity to go to California to take a film, and she wanted him to follow her. And he gave her the Scarlet, I don't give a damn line,
yes.
Which was quite good. Now, I have to tell you, and I want to hear what all y'all think. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. And I enjoyed the last week of All My Children. But it felt like drunken late night sex with an ex. It felt like drunken late night sex with an ex, where you're just like, you're laying there and you're like, ooh, this is so good. Ooh, oh, oh. And you come harder than you've ever come before.
Oh, Lord.
Then you wake up the next day and you realize, yeah, you've been a fucking bastard for the last two fucking years. Get the fuck out. Because I tried to watch All My Children for the last couple of years, and you know what? There might be another reason why the show's off the air. It might be because it sucked. Jamie.
That analogy, Larry, boy, I bow to the master because you just hit the nail on the head.
Two snaps.
And, you know, we get crapped on for going there, me especially, Lord have mercy, because, you know, it's like, oh, my God, he has a One Life to Live agenda. But the thing of it is, you're absolutely right. The last week of the show was amazing. I loved the finale. But the last, I'm going to go there, the last 5 years of the show have been hideous, have mm-hmm. been atrocious. And, you know, and I say that saying the same thing. That's how I felt about Another World, which everyone knows I loved. It's like the last 5 years of all my children with the Cambiuses and, you know, just all the mess that they put us through was horrible. We were like abused. Like, it was like we were abused lovers who just, you know, kept going, he's a good man.
Eat that cake, I mean, anime.
You gotta work, Jillian.
He can be so sweet when he wants to. I ran into a door. I mean, that is what this show put us through. I mean, and Chuck Pratt, forget that. He just whooped our ass and put us out on the corner every night, you know.
It's
when
true.
He took over the show as the writer. But yeah, I mean, it really, and you know, right up, you know, a lot of the fans, the name recognition of Lorraine Broderick had a lot of fans happy. But really, like I said, up until the last week, I was not really impressed because I'm over sci-fi storylines, and it's very hypocritical, I guess, because everyone knows I loved James Riley's Days of Our Lives in the 90s, and yes, he did a ton of that, but that was back when soaps had a little more change in the piggy bank and could do, you know, an over-the-top story. Well, now none of them have the budgets for over-the-top sci-fi stories, and they just look ridiculous. Plus, we've seen them all so many times. None of us are surprised by a return from the dead or anything like that. So we're all just clamoring for soaps to get back to the basics. And then All My Children is like, not only are we going to do one return, we gonna bring everybody back from the dead, or make you think we are. And it was a bit much, but you know, they cleaned up pretty good for the last show.
They did clean up
the
pretty
last
good.
Week.
I'll they say. Did. They did indeed. They did indeed. And I it's funny because I know that the head of daytime at ABC TV, Brian Franz, has an agenda to get rid of daytime television, to get soaps off of daytime television, at least when it comes to ABC. I know that he has that agenda in place. But I wonder, Luke, I wonder if the show had been delivering the quality of that last week for the last 5 years, would people have left the show, therefore forcing him to keep the show on the air because the show would continue to be making money because people would be watching a high-quality show. You can't get mad at people for leaving a show that sucks. Or can you, Luke?
Well, if that was the case, then One Life to Live wouldn't be canceled because its ratings have been good and it's had good quality.
Except that One Life to Live, first of all, I'll be honest. I keep giving this show a chop because you all love it. I can't. None of the Viagra in the world to get my dick hard for this show. It just doesn't happen. The stories are good. I just do not like this cast. I just can't go there. But, One Life to Live is kind of like riding a roller coaster. It's good right now because they're fighting for their lives because they want people. Because I'm going to give you my fearless prediction. Y'all ready? One Life to Live, huge hit on the web. All My Children never debuts on the web. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, One Life to Live has been, in the last 5 years, either wildly lauded and amazing, or it has been shit on my shoe. So when a show is that tumultuous, it's going to be very hard to convince people to hang on, and it's going to be very hard to make an argument to an executive who doesn't want your show in the first place.
Right.
You have to – well, it's like you have to – it's almost like when you show up for work with a glass eye, with all love and blessings to all of our friends who have glass eyes, you know you have to work double time because everyone's going to be looking at you funny.
The thing of it is, though, Larry, and about Brian Franz, and that's the thing that, you know, our readers know this because we've conveyed it to them over and over again. If it was like the old days when Agnes and Erna and Bill Bell all they had to do was turn in a good product that brought in the ratings, and all the execs did was make sure that the lights were turned on, that, you know, that's a perfect analogy. It's all on the soaps to do good. But Brian Franz is an executive who fancies himself a writer. He has micromanaged the writing teams of all three staffs of these shows. He tells the writers who to write for. He tells them you must play John McBain 5 days a week because he identifies with the character, because it makes him feel like, and I kid you not, how he felt about his father growing up. And John McBain and him have a similar, you know, on my children, you must keep Ryan and Greenlee, the most hated couple on the show, together because he feels they're popular, even though none of the fans do. And he's like, you must play them 5 days a week. You know, here's this Denise Vassey who no one thinks can act, but I think she's hot, so you must hire her and put her, you know. So when you have an executive who is doing that kind of stuff on a show, you know, telling which couples to be broken up on GH because a focus group said this or that, you know, the writers not only have the task of making a show watchable, but they have the task of, up until he decided to cancel them, because now he doesn't give them any notes because he doesn't give a shit, because he has to make sure the chew is good. But he micromanaged these shows, and with All My Children especially, he brought in his best friend from over 20 years, Chuck Pratt, who he knows is a talentless hack. I mean, if you know, we know which one of our friends are talented or not.
Sure.
And he just, you know, so it's like when the network executive is making decisions that are instrumental in the dismantling of the genre, how do you supplant that?
So, all right, all of that is fair, completely fair. How do you then apply that idea to the CBS shows, which don't have that kind of interference, and those shows are eroding because they suck?
Well, they did. Barbara Bloom did the same thing there. I mean, they basically had the same, you know, they basically had the Brian Franz with a vagina. And Barbara Bloom did the exact same thing for years. Now they don't have that, and you have Maria Arena Bell, the executive producer at YNR, who in her last contract demanded autonomy, which is scary as hell.
Well, but this then goes back to the show now is worse than it's ever been, and it doesn't have network interference. The show is horrible.
Well, a lot of soap fans have been beat. You're right. I mean, a lot of soap fans can only take so much. And after seeing, it's not just network interference, but it's a combination of all the things. And, you know, lapsed viewers are hard to get back. It's hard. Once you quit that habit, O.J. Simpson taught us that. Once soap fans quit that habit, it's really hard to get them back.
All right. Well, we're talking to Jamie Gittins and Jillian Bowe, Regan Salura, Melody Akles, and Luke Kerr from DaytimeConfidential.com right now here on Your Morning Jolt. It's 21 past the hour, and we're talking about daytime and how it's all coming along. I made a prediction and would love to go around the table and hear what everyone thinks. I'm going to tell you why I think One Life to Live will go on the web via Prospect Park online TV? The online network.
Tolan.
Why not Acme?
Oh my gosh.
You know, whatever. But so I think One Life to Live will go online, and I think it'll be hugely successful. I don't think All My Children will see the light of day. I think we've seen the last of All My Children, and I'll tell you why. I think because of the positioning of the daytime head Brian Franz, I think a lot of the All My Children actors feel like they're more viable for other television roles, whereas I think a lot of the One Life to Live actors feel like it's last call for alcohol, mm-hmm. and they're going to sign on. I'm being real with you. And I don't think – I think you're going to get none of the key players from All My Children signing on. You have already most of the key players from One Life to Live signing on. I think All My Children is gone. Wave bye-bye, and I think One Life to Live has a shot. Jillian, what do you think?
I don't know. I think All My Children just may surprise us with, you know, going on there. I mean, you know, their expectation of launching it in January is kind of high. I will say that when you don't have certain key players in place, but, you know, I've been hearing they've been talking behind the scenes, so you never know. They may
just surprise
us. Who's
going to watch All My Children pick up the story in June of next year?
And that's
year.
The whole point.
Who's going to watch it? Other than
Did I
you.
Say June or January?
No, you said January. I'm saying, okay, let's give them 6 extra months. Mm-hmm. Which average viewer has not, or, you know, like Wendy Williams went on summer sabbatical. I could tell you right now her numbers are down because she disappeared from our TVs, because who wants to watch reruns for 3 months? So people's viewing habits change very quickly.
Especially
Luke,
now.
What do you think?
Well, I agree that people's viewing habits change. I wouldn't necessarily write off All My Children. I think that depending on how things work out, that there's still a lot of potential, and I think that Prospect Park has some decisions to make. I mean, if they can't get the people who we're accustomed to, then I would say that they need to take and use the principles that Jamie outlined in a recent post that was basically bring back some other core families from the heritage of All My Children.
I absolutely agree. I think, Luke, Jamie, when you outlined that, I thought, that's brilliant. Too bad they're not going to do that.
That's nice.
Okay, so Melody, were you an All My Children fan for a long time?
No, I actually didn't watch at all, but I did watch the last episode.
Okay, so now will you, if you were not working in this business, if you were just a chick looking on for entertainment because you like soaps, would you follow All My Children online 6 months from now?
Probably not, and it would depend on who's on there. Like, right now, One Life to Live, they have a cast for their online show.
Yeah.
All My Children doesn't. So you have to take all those things into consideration, I think.
See, I think One Life to Live is positioned for success, and I'm not even fan of the show, and I think it's positioned for great success. I think All My Children is dead. Reagan, what do you think?
I think it's so hard because I think everybody who loves this genre wants to see both shows see success, but I tend to agree All My Children is going to struggle, and I think without the right cast moves, it's not going to, personally. I think the time lapse is going to be a big negative against them. I think they need to make, you know, like Jamie outlined in his post, they need to make some serious steps to either get a lot of old cast members back, or they need to re-sign like Eden Regal back on as Bianca. They need to beef up something somewhere if they're not going to get the Susan Lucci's, or if we're not going to see Rebecca Budde come on the online network. They need to do something. They need that draw that right now they do not have.
Yeah, so I feel bad because I actually watched All My Children for over 20 years.
Oh, my God, I love that show. They had some good stories.
Back in the day, you know, and Jamie, here's why you need to listen to the Daytime Confidential podcast, because, first of all, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of passion. There's a lot of information. But you should get it this week before it's too late, because Jamie outlines what is so – What would make the new version of All My Children just blow up in the most beautiful way? You really need to listen to that. It's so important.
Thanks.
No, you're a brilliant fella. You really are. We're going to continue chatting with the folks from DaytimeConfidential.com. We want to hear if they've watched The Chew and what they think of the new Days of Our Lives. Stick around. Oh, my. 35 past the hour. It's your morning jolt here on Sirius XM LQ 108. Keith Price is here, and we're spending time this morning with the folks from DaytimeConfidential.com. They're powered by ZapToIt.com, which is a great website in its own right. Vendition during the songs with Jillian Bowe, who's here in our New York studio. And I just asked her if she's watched The Chew. You would have thought I said... Can I shit in your mouth? That's the look she gave me, like, what?
Now tell them what I told you.
Go ahead. Say
yeah,
it, baby.
I told you. I'm like, I don't need Mario Batali's bitch ass to show me how to make toast and eggs and shit. I can cook. I can hold my own. Thank you. Sit down.
So in addition to Jillian Bowe here in our studio, we have Luke Kerr in Nebraska, Jamie Ginns from Atlanta, Reagan Salura from Cleveland, and Melody Akles from Texas. And they are quite the team. So, okay, so have any of you watched The Chew?
Nope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Mel, you ain't watched The Chew, did you?
Not no, but hell no.
Okay, that's my girl.
See, I had to watch it once to see what
exactly.
It was like.
No, I don't really think you do. If you watch the Food Network, you sort of know what you're getting already. And when it comes to lifestyle shows, the closest I come to watching that kind of stuff is HGTV's International House Hunters.
All right. See, I'm not saying people should support the Chew, but I like to know my enemy.
Right.
And I don't want to tell y'all that it wasn't that bad a show.
It wasn't awful.
Yeah.
Wasn't, you know,
wasn't great.
It's not changing.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't awful.
I'm packing up my stuff and I'm going home.
You know, the only good review I saw for it was the local Cleveland newspaper, and that's because Michael Simon's a Cleveland boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everyone else said it's a hot mess.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I'll ask you this question. Would you like to have your skills judged by your very first podcast?
Well, that's true.
Well, I was the diva on my first.
Oh,
if you
okay.
Don't know, now you know.
You know, that's I mean, yeah, I believe in fairness. Water. These people did not kill your show.
No, they didn't.
No,
you know
no,
me.
No, no,
no,
no,
they didn't.
In fairness, too, that wasn't their first time on TV.
Bam! Tell
yeah,
them.
And,
but you know what? Last week was. Last month was not the first time the cast of All My Children was on the air, but they sure did look like it.
Oh,
they sure were walking around like they didn't know where the hell they were.
How you doing, bitches?
Quit.
Now.
Mario, that Mario Andretti didn't even show up for the first episode of the damn show. You done took off a legendary show that has made HBC, Lord, I can think, ABC, a shitload of money for decades, and the damn dude couldn't even be on the first episode.
But he's got plenty to
he's
say
like,
about
I had
how
a
he
golf
didn't
tour.
Chop off her head.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on then. Let's talk about...
I'm at a golf tour.
let's talk about the new Days of Our Lives. The new Days of Our Lives.
Delish. Delish. Do the mewing, Jamie. Do the mewing.
Marlena always sounds like she's having an orgasm.
She sounds like she's having the best sex. Like, growing up, I was like, John must really blow her back out when she mew like that, boy. Woo! Yes. Like, damn.
Well,
got to visit Salem.
We're having a minor technical issue, so everyone hold still for 1 second. We'll be right back. So we're just sorting out a minor technical issue with our phone, but it's 40 past the hour. I'm Larry Flick on your morning jolt, Sirius XM LQ 108. So, Jillian, what did you like about the new days?
Oh, my God. It's just going back to it's timely with, you know, the competition between Kate and, I'm about to call her Carly, but I mean Sarah Brown's character. They're using their vets. They're going back. They're kind of going back old school with Days with some of the things. It's just juicy. They're utilizing their cast while integrating the vets as well as what you should do with a soap.
It
you know
feels like an old fashioned soap.
Yes,
again.
It
like
does.
A classic soap. Okay, we have everybody back.
Everybody's
now.
Back.
So, Jamie, I know you have to be excited because I know how much you love Days.
Oh, you know, that's my heart and soul. That is my heart and soul. I was squealing like a pig on slaughter day because, my Marlena is back. See, I'm an All My Children fan. I've watched for about 20 years, too. But Deirdre Hall is my Susan Lucci all day,
night. I'm with you.
I am a Marlena for life fan. You know, all these people like to try to tell me, oh, you know she can be a diva. Well, she should be because she is Deirdre damn Hall.
And,
you know?
And she walked on that set looking snatched and in complete control of the set.
Bitches.
I loved it. I loved it. Exactly. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
So now Reagan.
And I'm loving it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jimmy. Finish your thought.
Well, I'm loving that, you know, the first couple of days was a real big, you know, thank you to the fans for sticking out through all the bullshit. But now the stories are on fire. John Black is Bernie Madoff. Jack Devereaux was held prisoner in Afghanistan. It's just so smart and relevant. And, you know, I'm like, really? Days is doing this? No microchips to explain? John of Atlanta being gone? Or no, you know, secret tombs? Or no anything ridiculous? I mean, it's just really smart, sexy storyline. Sammy getting a job, you know, even though she's the world's oldest candy striper, that's all she ever did. She can, you know, change a mean DNA test.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so sexy, and the, you know, the sets are so good, and the writing is sharp. I'm like, I'm just in awe. I'm like, please don't, you know, I don't want to fall asleep and wake up and they be beating up hookers again on the pier, but right now I'm happy.
I'm excited to see Matt Ashford back. I want them to kind of write him back the way he was originally introduced, very dark.
Really?
I really liked original.
You don't like
Jack.
Comedic Jack?
I like comedic Jack. I like Jack period, but I don't like Jack as a comedic foil when the actor is capable of so much more.
Yeah.
And I like the character really dark. And this is completely out of nowhere, but I would give anything to see what would happen in a scene between Matt Ashford and Sarah Brown.
Well, you know that he used to be on GH. Was he on GH around the time Sarah Brown was there? Yeah.
I think that they would be fired together.
Oh, they'd destroy.
They would be fired together. Okay, so now, Reagan, you're an ABC girl like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering what you're thinking. Are you kind of feeling the Days flavor right now?
Well, I think what they did right is that they reinvented their show and put it out there that we're going to do it, and we're going to put everything behind it. When all these shows are dying, we're gonna give it our all, and we're going to not hide it, and we're going to let everyone out there know that this is what we're going to do. We're going to give Days a complete overhaul, and we want everyone to come on board with us. So I think I was a Days fan of old, and I think they sucked me back in with it. I tried it a few, what was it, like 6 months ago? I tried to get back on the Days bandwagon, and I hung out for a few weeks, but, you know, then it was just too much with
you
all
lie.
The race crap. What?
Reagan hung out for like a week and was like, fuck this shit.
But now, you know, you turn it on, and you've got Marlena and John, and you see Matt Ash. It's just... You can't help but be glued to the TV.
Yeah, I feel rewarded for having stuck it through the purple period.
Oh God!
Because
praise
you know what I mean? Because there was
I'm like sailing
because
I
am, because my affection for Days runs as deep as my affection for General Hospital. And I hung on through the Dina Higley, who was the head writer period.
God.
I hung on when they were taking that poor baby's eyes out.
I got tired of Dina beating up on me. I started swinging back.
So
I hung on
for dear life because I love me some Allison Sweeney. Mm-hmm. But so Luke, what would be your fantasy story on the new Days?
Oh, Jesus.
I think I'm probably the wrong person to ask when it comes to that, because when it comes to Days of Our Lives, as long as I have Sammy being a bad girl, I'm good.
Is that all you really need?
With Nicole.
Yeah, that's all he cares about.
Well, I'm not mad at you though, and I like the idea that they're going back to the future with the Sammy and Carrie characters. That they may be older, but they're no more mature as when they come into each other's contact.
Yep.
I love that.
We know Carrie have a mean right hook. She's the whoop the shit out of Sammy, boy.
I know, but you know what? I gotta be real. Allison Sweeney looks cute, and
oh Lord,
time done took a toll on Carrie. So, Melody, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, Melody?
Well, me and Dave have a love-hate relationship, mostly hate, but, you know, I tune in from time to time. I watched the first two episodes, I think, of The New Days, and I was like, oh, okay. It was a throwback for people, you know, who watched it a long time ago, like Dave said, like Jamie said. So it kind of, you know, wasn't really for me, but I still haven't watched the new stuff, like the brand new stuff. I don't want to pass judgment, but everybody on my timeline on Twitter is like, you know what, this is much better, I love it, so on and so forth. So I know I need to get on it. I'm a little behind the curve.
You should definitely get on it. I say that would be time better spent than even watching my beloved General Hospital, because General Hospital just isn't working for me right now.
No, it's a new General Hospital.
I don't like the new General Hospital.
We were supposed to have a new GH, and it's not really delivering.
That's what, you know, Days could teach. The team at Days could teach GH what a reboot. But, you know, it's what I've been saying all along. GH was not trying to do a reboot. All this, we're going back and all this. The real deal, Holyfield, for GH was that Garen Wolf is much cheaper than Bob Guza. The current head writer came in at a much more economical rate, and ABC is not, we all know this, trying to save General Hospital. They are trying to make it a placeholder until they can get rid of it. And Bob Guza was getting paid way more than the minimum scale of a head writer. Plus, he had a producer credit. Brian Frost was not like, oh, well, we're going to bring in Garen Wolf so he can bring back all the old people that Brian Frost made them fire in the first place. Brian Frost is like, I ain't trying to have Bobby and Monica on my show. They're over 40.
But I'll tell you what, you know, it's like watching that last week of All My Children was, like I said earlier, like great sex with your ex, and then you wake up and you're like, ooh. Yeah, you made me come hard last night, but you need to go. General Hospital.
You messed up my credit.
General Hospital. You know what General Hospital is like right now? It's like you came so hard, you're thinking, well, you could stay for a little while longer, and then you start to realize, no, what did I do? Did I let him move back in? How do I get him? How do I get him out?
He stole my TV, that bastard!
He's leaving. He's leaving urine on the toilet seat. What's going on here?
You gave me the crown.
I have to say, I am a liaison fan.
Fuck him.
But I loved the Jason Sam wedding.
Oh God, Larry!
Shut it up!
I thought it was so romantic. I even tweeted you that day, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I got a bow to the diva bow.
Well, look who coming to sit on my bitch.
Look at you.
See
how you do me?
No, because I
gave you your props.
No, because I am solo. I'm
on your
with the
team
Jay
now.
Sam thing.
I'm on your team now, Jillian. I really, I'm officially a Jay Sam fan. I know y'all didn't love the wedding. I thought the wedding was charming and romantic and true to the characters.
It was fine for a wedding. It was fine. It wasn't.
Look at Cleveland. Okay,
it was fine.
You know what? Here's what I'll tell you. Luke and Laura were in the 70s.
Oh, let it go, bitches. Let it go.
Do not even compare them.
The Buckeye's about to get buckled.
But my point is, we are not in the era of those kind of weddings.
Yeah.
We are not in the era of black t-shirts for a damn soap wedding either, though. Because if you want to exemplify any more that soaps don't have no money, you have a wedding like that. It's like, come on.
I thought it was sweet.
Look, at least their room was in fucking purple, okay? Y'all knock it off.
Didn't he dress up when he married Sonny's hooker sister?
Ugh, don't even remind me. I hated that storyline.
So, yeah, but couple of things.
The black t-shirt off the Mary Sam. I'm like, come on now.
Now I will say I'm enjoying the new Kate, even though her wig looks a little Kim Zolciak first season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm enjoying the new Kate. I love Jonathan Jackson, but if that bitch cries one more time, I'm going to give him a reason to cry. I'm sick of Dante. I'd like to see Lulu in intensive care and not talk for a few months.
Yes.
Because seriously, really right now?
You can wish your brother die.
Have you seen the spoilers? She's going to become an alcoholic now.
Oh,
so we're going to get more substance abusing Quartermain crying. I can't take it. Great. I mean, not Quartermain.
Quartermain's even Spencer's.
Spencer's.
I love my General Hospital, but they're losing me.
They lost me when Sonny busted up in Robin's house. shot her in front of her kid and was like, "You okay? You want to put a band-aid?"
He shot something and he cut her.
Well, you know what I mean. He was like, "You want a band-aid? You be good. You buck up." Sonny, I know, would have been like, he would have been devastated that Robin got shot and that her child saw everything.
Awful. I just can't. You know, Sonny needs to go to the island for a while. Take Michael with him because seriously,
that little boy,
he's starting to get on my nerves.
The only story
I'm kind of feeling right now is, when is Carly going to get some chocolate in her? When is he going to dip his chocolate in her peanut butter?
How you living?
Yes. She needs some fondue for real, Lou.
When they were in that panic room and he all sweating in that white feet on that white tee, and I'm like, Carly, what is holding you back from jumping that boy? I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Carly probably had some chocolate before. She grew up in Florida.
But you know,
she probably never had it that big. I mean, let's face it, Maurice Bernard is a little boy.
Oh, God.
I think that's why Sonny carries a gun all the time, because he ain't got it down there.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow.
That dude playing Sean is just so hot.
He is hot.
He is.
Y'all need to catch him in Motives. Motives. I saw him in Motives the first time. Mm-hmm. That's where I knew him from. I'm like, damn, he fine.
Wait a minute. Is that one of them DVD movies?
Look at this movie. Watch it. No, it's really good. It's really good.
You know, I mean, the stories I'm enjoying are the ones that aren't getting a lot of play. Like, I really like anything Jason Cook does right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's wearing me out.
The one thing this regime did is resurrected his career, because Bob Guzzo is like,
he was almost gone.
Yeah.
And look,
they made me tolerate Sam. Like, I'm not happy about the wedding, but, you know, Garen Wolf writes better for Sam than Guzzo did. Yeah, you know.
And I'm enjoying the Olivia character and her romance with the Jason, whatever his name, the actor. What's that character's name?
Scott Reeves' character.
Steven.
I'm enjoying that. The little porn moment that they had not too long ago, I thought it was really
fun. Oh, in the hospital shower.
That was, I need a cigarette
after
that.
I love that he's a big old Christian, but he'll get naked on TV. You know, some of these other GH cats, you know, we barely see love scenes from Steve Burton. I'm like, the Lord said you can do your job. He told me to tell you. Right. He appeared in a burning bush and said, "Take your shirt off."
So, do we all agree that the show, if you want to watch daytime right now, the show to watch is Days of Our Lives?
Days, yeah.
Do we agree?
Yes. Do we
follow that with Bold and the Beautiful? I'm not hating Bold and the Beautiful right now.
I'm ambivalent to it, because some days it will have nuggets. It will be good when, you know, Brooke will ho-check that bitch Taylor and be like, "You a stank hoe, just like your daughter. Where'd she get it from?" But then this whole Liam stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. I totally forgot. You all are like humping One Life to Live right now. I can't watch that.
Yes, One Life to Live.
Yeah. I watch them all. Yeah. I mean,
why should we watch One Life to Live, Reagan? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good soap. It has been consistently, and I know you don't necessarily agree with us, but I just think it's been great storytelling, and it just doesn't get the fair shake that it should. I mean, lately the ratings have shown it, thankfully, even though ABC has already kicked it to the curb, but I just think it's great soap.
I think it's great storytelling, great writing. I just don't like the cast. I think if it was another cast of actors, I would be all over the show. I have to say,
I'll sit down and my roommate and I, she's a GH watcher, and I'll pull up One Life to Live, and she says the same thing that you do. She'll be like, "They all stink. I can't believe you're making me sit here and watch this with you." But I think there's some great people on the show. Granted, losing Trevor St. John was like ripping my heart out.
Mine too.
I loved him. But I don't know. I love Cassie DePaiva, and I love Florencia, and I think, you know, mine is this Jack character that they got. Ugh. And the fact that they signed him on, it makes me question Prospect Park alone. But
Frank need a whooping for that.
I mean, I don't think that they have a terrible cast.
They need to post GH's casting director.
Mark Texner, yes.
With their young adult cast, you know, we always laugh about this. If they had the actors that GH manages to get, you know, it would be fire. They do need to snatch Mark Teshner to cast, like,
They need to have Mark Teshner casting for all Prospect Park. He needs to be vice president of casting.
Yeah.
For
true.
Because you know what? The last time I could stomach watching One Life to Live was when I had to watch Destiny go, you know, I regret getting pregnant, but I do not regret making love to him.
Shut up.
And you know what I kept thinking was?
Oh, my Lord.
Where's your neck, Destiny?
Stop. Oh, I can't.
I do not regret making love to him.
I bet you don't.
It was like watching Good Times on the set of Porgy and Bess. Come
work.
On now.
Look, Matthew laid the pipe to that girl. He laid the pipe.
And you know what?
Unsheathed.
Little white bacon flour, you can find the wet spot. But anyway, more with our friends as we continue on your morning jolt.
Wow.
This is the morning jolt with Larry Flick on SiriusXM OutQ 108.
I'm Larry Flick, and this is your morning jolt on SiriusXM LQ 108. Keith Price is here, and we're still joined by the cast of Pop Confidential and DaytimeConfidential.com. They have the most amazing podcasts. They have a brand new podcast up this week that are both really stellar. We have Jillian Bowe here in our New York studio. We have Luke Kerr in Nebraska, Jamie Giddens in Atlanta, Reagan Salura in Cleveland, and Melody Akles in Texas. And later on this hour, John Ratzenberger will be stopping by to talk about a new project he's involved with. But let's talk about primetime TV and all things pop culture. I have to give, once again, credit where it's due to my Pop Confidential children, pals, sisters, and brothers. I was a little reluctant to watch, was it Revenge? I was reluctant because the commercials did not pull me in. I thought, this is red. But I taped them just because I felt like, well, you know, I want to see what's going on. And then I listened to the podcast, got home early, watched them. Okay, I'm in.
Juicy, isn't it?
Very juicy.
Juicy. Mm-hmm.
Very juicy.
Yep.
Jamie, this is a good show.
Juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit.
Hey, I'm telling you. Yes, it is like Larry, you know, growing up a hardcore primetime soap fan, I have just been mourning for the last decade or so because since Melrose Place 1.0, all we've gotten is dramedies. I love me some Desperate Housewives. Mm. I adored Sex and the City. But I'm tired of the neurotic women trying to find Mr. Big or Mike Delfino. You know, I wanted a classic soap opera. And they, you know, they haven't been able to really do one since Fox got out of them.
Yeah.
You know, and now the little netlets have done them. But I don't, you know... I get over, you know, I wasn't a big fan of the Everwoods or those type of shows. So,
oh, no. I love Everwoods.
Some grown, rich people showing out.
Yes!
Work.
So now the ratings have been good, right? The ratings have been good.
Yeah.
Holding tough. It's not going to be like they're going to dump me now like a new boyfriend, right?
No.
Well, you know, some people watch that show.
10 million people watch the premiere.
Oh, no. You know, we were going to get to that in a minute. We will get to that in a second. But I want to talk to Luke about Ringer because I watched that also. And now you're loving Ringer, aren't you?
Well, I'm loving both of them. I just, for the podcasting question, I did say that I loved Ringer more. But I'm loving both of them. Sarah Michelle Gellar is doing a bang-up job on Ringer. The plots are fun, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. As for Revenge, Emily Van Camp, have loved her since Everwood, and loved her on Brothers and Sisters. So I'm going to watch regardless.
See, I'm loving Sarah Michelle Gellar as a grown woman and not trying to play a lower age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like her as a grown woman. I like a little bit of the femme fatale in her. And apparently, the CW is loving her too because you know they just canceled Hater, and now they're going to be running Ringer twice a week.
And that's a vote of confidence, at least we hope. I mean,
ratings
haven't been as good. The ratings haven't been as good as, say, The Secret Circle. But maybe because of the fact that they are giving her that second time slot to get some more audience to tune in, hopefully it will work.
I hope it will, too. So now, Melody, what are you feeling this season so far?
I love The Secret Circle. That is my show.
Mm. Yay!
Now, I don't even know what is the show?
Okay, well, basically, about a circle of witches that bind their powers together, and they try to be in control of Pog, but it's like there's this whole backstory. The town's full of witches and warlocks, but something bad happened to all their parents, the teenagers' parents, and they don't know exactly what happened, so they have to find out. And now on yesterday's episode, they introduced demons and all kinds of stuff. Like, it's really good. I like it.
See, if you were in the studio, Mel, you would see me rolling my eyes like like Reagan, like Reagan in The Exorcist. What? I don't do witches, and
he's not into any of that stuff. That annoys him.
It's a nice little show if you want to like.
Where and when is it on for people who want to watch it?
It's on Thursdays on the CW at 9 o'clock.
Pew.
You know what? Excuse me. Did you ever watch The Craft? Did you ever watch the?
No. No. I don't do Supernatural.
Oh.
Sorry,
so
kids.
You didn't watch that Game of Thrones.
I like real people.
So wait, you never watched the Game of Thrones on?
I kind of watched it, but kind of like, you know, it didn't make my dick hard.
It
kind of
made me dip. I dipped out of watching that because I was like, okay, you know, it was good, but then the brother and sister doing each other, I'm like, okay, yeah, no.
So now we come to Reagan Salura, also known as the Show Killer.
Not you too. I got all these people on Twitter.
Honey, yes.
We've been calling you that.
I've been calling you that for a long time. You just haven't been around. We've been calling. So here's the thing, y'all. If those of you who are listening to hearing the folks from popconfidential.com for the first time, Reagan Salura, wonderful girl. Good taste. Good,
we love
good taste.
Reagan.
But she's the show killer.
If she likes
a show, it's gone. I heard.
But I also have a lot of shows that have lasted.
Yeah, but a lot of them have lasted on like, you know, machines. But like, because now, am I hearing correctly? Were you a fan of the Playboy Club?
She watched it and murdered it.
Because it's gone, right?
I
you know, now Eddie Cibrian has to really be nice to Leanne Rimes because she's the one making the money.
I watched it, 2 episodes. I was like, I'm done. I did not watch it.
Apparently,
the third.
NBC felt your feelings.
All right, so let's find out what shows not to watch, because what shows are you into this season, Reagan?
Topping my list is Revenge. I do love that show.
Right, goodbye,
really
Revenge.
Good.
No,
no, it's not Revenge. Going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. I have to agree with Mel. I do
I
like
told the favorite. Y'all, the creators did a bonding spell against Reagan.
I love The Secret Circle. For me, The Secret Circle is sort of like,
yeah, you know, you can keep watching
Creek
that.
Charmed.
You can keep watching that. That's okay.
It's like Dawson's Creek meets Charmed. So right. For me, I like that.
So
you
what
didn't
else?
Like Charmed either, Larry? I never watched Charmed, but you didn't like Charmed either?
No. My husband liked Charmed.
I only watched Charmed.
You
know what?
Charmed on the elliptical when I'm at the gym.
No.
Shut up.
What else are you watching, Reagan? Let's see what else we shouldn't watch.
Hour 3 will set you free.
I like Ringer. I love seeing Sarah Michelle again on TV. Mm-hmm. I like seeing her in this more mature role.
Bye, Michelle. Sarah Michelle. Holla.
I know. The CW is going to give her a full season. We know that. They love her, too. I just think that what they're trying to do to help her out by giving her a little Buffy help, they maybe need to give her a little bit of a better Buffy alum. They have Amber Benson coming on, who played Tara.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need maybe a little bit of a bigger name from one of the Buffy cast members.
I never watched Buffy.
Girl, you better
either.
Stop.
So I've gone flaccid like, because now I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to watch that show anymore. Reagan's watching, it's going to go off the air.
Those are probably my top three. Right. Now, if you want to watch a show that, if you know, since they all think I kill them, that's probably going to survive, even though I hate it. It's The Heart of Dixie, and I wanted to love that show. That show is terrible.
Watch it, Reagan. Watch it.
Yeah, what shows can we assign to Reagan to watch? Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie. She can watch Charlie's Angels.
Oh yeah,
no, I don't watch. I'm you not watching Charlie's Angels. Angels
yeah.
I watch.
I love
Minka
once,
Kelly.
She
I love
sucked.
Minka Kelly, but no. Thank
oh,
you.
Minka Kelly.
I don't
bitch.
Think Reagan's gonna have to put any kind of spell. <on her. She's, laughs> you're good. You can let that one coast.
What else can we have her watch? What else can we that we don't like.
Some people don't like that show, Whitney. A lot of people don't like that show.
I've watched. I like it. Whitney. I like yeah. it too. I like that girl.
A lot of people don't like it. I need to watch it because
I like it because that girl is funny.
She is. Reagan, you can watch that show about them people with that baby. Everybody.
Oh
crazy.
Yeah. Oh
up
yeah.
All night.
Watch up all night. I can't. You know what? I've decided I don't like Christina Applegate. Goodbye, Christina.
I loved her
in Samantha Who.
She's like the actor, the show killing actor. She's like the Ten McGinley of our generation.
But that show got a bunch of hits. I mean, I'm like, oh, why is everybody like watching this? It's not good.
Because people like to watch babies.
They canceled my Free Agents. The Free Agents was good in my opinion.
Yeah, that was okay.
Killer now.
Oh, you know,
I didn't touch that.
Now, you know what you should watch? You know what you should watch? Reagan, you should watch that new Tim Allen show. Watch that new Tim Allen show.
Last Man Standing.
Yeah, watch that one. Watch that one.
I'm not a fan of his, though.
I know, me neither, so I watch it. Watch it.
I love Playboy Club, and I love Free Agents. Reagan's powers have jumped up.
Yeah,
on
shit. I need to rebuke y'all.
Now, I would like for you to stay away from Pan Am, because I like Pan Am.
I do, too.
Do you like Pan Am, Luke?
Yeah. I don't watch
What do you like about Pan Am, Luke?
Well, I'm the cinematography, I'll watch it just simply for that. It sort of reminds me a little bit of Pushing Daisies, which I absolutely love their cinematography.
I agree.
But the stories, I'm enjoying it too. I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I am.
It's kind of what Mad Men was in the beginning, should become again. It has just a little bit of humor, though, which I really like. And I love all things Christina Ricci.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I really do. Cool.
She's really good in this show.
Got it in a screwy time. What day does that come on?
It follows Desperate Housewives.
Sunday night.
It's got brothers and sisters time slot.
Yeah, it's got a great time slot.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about reality for a little bit. They are dismantling the Real Housewives show.
I know, bitches.
And I love it. I love it.
That's with New Jersey and everything that's going on off camera, though. I am watching these ladies on Twitter like a hawk. I can't.
Well, it's happening during season. Apparently, Bravo has a lot of, faith in them because this is happening during season four. They're taping season four now, and I'm like, Bravo's usually, we're going to wait to see if we renew that. No.
I love
that.
But
I'm so upset. My Jacqueline and Teresa have fallen out.
I think Jacqueline will come around.
Jacqueline will come around, but you know what? When are we going to find out that Teresa's a man?
Stop. She ain't flipping no table over
that
on me.
That woman is a man. I think she is.
Don't talk about my family.
You know what we've learned about Teresa? And this is like why I think she's mad. We've learned that she's a real raging bitch because I really like Melissa and Kathy.
Okay, I'm going to be real. I watched that show. I like Melissa, but Melissa is a pot stirrer.
Of course
so
she
is.
It's television.
You know, like, I will be on Melissa's side, but then Melissa will do some dirty shit. Kathy, I'm growing with Kathy. Her husband scares me with them MC Hammer glasses. He scares me.
I love him. I think he's a total shit stirrer, too. And I love the integration of the gay guy.
Uh-huh.
No,
oh, Greg. I love him.
He's so cute. I think I've seen him in bars.
I like Melissa's husband. I think Joe is so cute.
I got the poison in me.
I like him.
I like him.
He's cute. It's just, I don't know.
I like them, too. Teresa has become the villain this season, which is weird because, Danielle was the villain and Teresa was kind of the heroine. But now it's like, I'm going to tell you when I fell out with Teresa a little bit. And it hurt me because, I love my Teresa table flipping ass. But when she was over there one episode this season and the other girl, her cousin, was talking about opening a restaurant and she's whispering, we're opening a restaurant. And I'm like, okay, you just hate now. You one of them that every time somebody do something, you got to jump up and do it, too. And I'm like, okay, Teresa, now you being a bitch now.
She's annoying.
You know, Mama Caroline is trying to give her sane advice. Caroline, I don't need your advice, okay?
I am the matriarch of this family.
I'm like, your mama is still alive, fool.
Matriarch means? I'm like, y'all mamas are the damn matriarch. They just love that word. What is that like?
She don't know what she's saying. She don't know what she's
saying. I am the matriarch.
You notice that Danielle is also still stirring up shit, too, because someone was tweeting how Danielle was on Twitter saying, hey, Melissa, remember when you wanted me to invite you on the show so you could just screw with Teresa? I'm like,
wow, I love it.
Well, Danielle tweeted that the producers wanted her to film with them, and she declined.
Girl, please. I bet you they was like, look, we don't want you around. How about that?
I want her back because it's a good soap opera when she's there.
I don't like her. No, because she ain't messing with my Caroline. Don't make me come out to Jersey for you.
I could see the producers asking her back.
She needs to come on like Alexis Carrington in the first season of Dynasty.
Alexis Carrington was beautiful. Alexis didn't look like a man, okay?
Danielle is a good villain. She is a good reality soap villain.
She's a man.
Put a black hat on that hoe and bring her in there. Hello, Caroline.
You know what? I'm not mad at that idea. Talking to Jamie Giddens, Jillian Bowe, Melody Akles, Regan Salura, and Luke Kerr of PopConfidential.com. All right, so let's look at some gossip stories. My favorite of the morning, you all may not have heard this yet.
Why?
Vivid Entertainment has invited Amanda Knox to come work for them.
I saw that.
Oh, mercy.
I love it.
Vivid.
I love it.
Vivid, really? She's not going to come and work for you guys.
I love it.
She's going to get them eyebrows.
You don't
fucking, know. Messed
People
up.
Do something strange for a piece of change.
Yeah.
I think
and it might get you thrown into an Italian jail. What?
Work.
Amanda Knox has plenty of paydays ahead of her, and it's not going to start at Vivid Store.
So. Why do I have the feeling that this girl is like... Nobody innocent winds up at the site of a rape murder. That's all I got to say.
Larry, you and me are on the same page. Nobody. I was watching last night, and all these people were, oh, we're so happy. I'm thinking, what the hell happened then? I'm like Nancy Grace. What did you do to that girl? You tell the truth right now.
See, here's the thing. I was raised in the boogie down Bronx, and let me tell you something. Never in all the years I lived in the Bronx for 29 years, never encountered a police officer. If you are behaving yourself, you should never encounter a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I say that all the time. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay.
Now, yes, we know that people get wrongfully imprisoned and stuff, but don't be nowhere where you ain't got no business doing stuff you ain't got. I tell my cousins this all the time when they
and
be like,
why
you know,
admit to something?
Young black
you know what
dudes
I mean?
In the South. The cops be fucking with me. I'm like, what you doing? Look, I be slapping my side. Jillian know I slap my side like my grandmama. I'll be like, what you doing somewhere where you ain't no business? I'm like, stop showing out and the police will leave you alone. The police leave me alone because I don't do nothing.
See, I think Vivid should offer, I said this earlier, I think they should offer a deal to those two dudes who just got released from Iran. And have them just like have them just kind of sitting there, like you know, with nothing on, but their crotches covered, with like a Vivid video on an iPad, going, "When if we had this in Iran, we would have been okay."
Shut up! You're so stupid. Shut up!
Why not, Luke? What do you think?
You asking who?
I want Vivid to do a soap opera. They need to just do a naked porno soap opera every week. I write it.
I bet you.
What
will.
Do you think, Luke?
I'm staying out of it.
Look, that's Donald Trump Jr. All I got to do is show him some good price points. When do we start?
See, I think we got it right going on here. We've got Jamie and Luke who could write and produce. We've got Melody who
film major
who could film
film
it.
Grad.
Come on, Melody.
I'm down.
Look, just mail. Just wear you a mask because, you know, you don't want to be up there with a close-up camera and then somebody ski.
Oh,
yes!
My God!
What?
Oh, my God!
Oh, my
God! I was up there with porn directors, so y'all ain't never thought about that. If you're a porno camera guy and you know how close they get, what if something skeet out in your eye?
Wow. And then we'll just make Reagan go out and rent the competition's videos, and then it'll be fine. They'll go out of business.
Yeah.
Wow.
Reagan is watching all the Playboy videos. That's why Playboy going down.
Oh my God.
Can't wait for all the show killer tweets now.
You know our Daytime Confidential fans, some of the ones in the heartland are clutching their pearls.
Oh, my God.
Devastated.
Yeah, they're all going to masturbate after. Thinking about all y'all doing that dirty. Someone's going to tweet you after they hear this, either on the radio or on your podcast, and they're going to be like, so you're going to do it?
Well, no. One of our readers already wrote on Facebook, he was like, I like the new Pop Confidential, but Jamie went too far. I did not need to know about his masturbation rant. Well,
work.
Luke Kerr has been trying to tell me to stop going so far for 4 years. years. It just hadn't worked.
It ain't never going to happen, and thank goodness for that.
Serious.
And thank goodness for that. So the next Pop Confidential podcast is going to be about the returning TV shows. Give us a little bit of a peek. I want each one of you to tell us which of the returning shows this season are you most excited about. We'll start with Jillian.
The Walking Dead show is phenomenal.
Yeah?
Can't wait for it.
What about you, Luke?
Well, I'm of the ones that have already returned, I'm in love with Modern Family. I have to watch it first thing every week.
Yeah?
And yeah.
What about you, Melody?
Hate on it if you want, but I love me some Glee.
Way better this season.
Is it really? I bailed.
I have three on my DVR.
Oh, it's really good on my DVR.
And I haven't watched them yet.
What are you liking about it, Melody?
Well, this past episode, this last Tuesday, was kind of just like a flashback to maybe the first season. Every character had a point. They had a story. We built character. They developed. It was wonderful. They finally gave Mercedes the spotlight.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
This past episode was good.
We got a fantastic song from Dreamgirls. So I was just all in
love. Lil Mama was beast. That Amber Riley is like boss. I know somewhere Leah Michelle is like, you sit your big ass down. This is my show.
That's another thing. The episode didn't center around Rachel and all of her problems. So, something.
All right.
You better carry your mace. You know Leah gonna jump out of a car and try to do something.
You better bring it out from Texas. She don't know.
Good for you, Mel.
That's my girl. Love her.
All right, so Reagan, what are you excited about from the returning shows?
Oh, I am just in like appointment TV on Sunday nights now with The Good Wife. I hate that it's on Sunday's CBS because of that damn football going over. But I love The Good Wife. It has been consistently good from the day it premiered. And I have to see it, and I get all panicked about football running over and the DVR not catching it.
Yeah, right. I
love it.
I started to watch that show.
Was that?
I started to watch it. It's kind of good.
I can't get with Julianna Margulies.
Why?
She's so good, though.
She's just something about her. She makes my teeth itch.
Even though
it's the only show on my DVR that I have an overrun of an hour just so that I won't miss the last 15 minutes like I have the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
Her dress at the Grammys made her look like a wallflower, but like one of those Bath and Body Works wallflowers. I love it. I mean, it's the best. I think it's the best show out there.
People love it. I'm not mad at people who love it. It just doesn't work for me.
I've not yet watched an episode.
I've watched it. I'm not a fan of hers. It's another thing where sometimes the actor just pushes me away.
That elevator scene, I was like, whoo, child.
What about you, Jamie?
Fresh.
Well, you know I'm fresh, but and that probably has a lot to do with what I'm watching. And it's a procedural.
Wow.
Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii 5-0.
Now, quiet as kept, I probably would watch Alex O'Loughlin in the Ku Klux Klan story. Because he is Alex O'Loughlin. But I love Hawaii 5-0. I like that they have a couple of stories that are, overlapping. That do kind of have a continuation to them with the IA investigation with one of the partners. But I just love that show. It's so sexy. The cases are smart. It's not too gory. That's why I don't really like the CSIs and stuff like that, because I don't need to see maggots eating out somebody's brain and all that.
And it's got the best backdrop on television.
Well, it's true.
They delve into their personal lives, and I like that. I don't want to just see case of the week. I want to see, who they screw, because who you screw helps determine how you are as a cop.
So fresh.
I agree. I haven't watched that. I watched that show a few times.
If you're not getting laid, I do not want you running around the city with a gun, because if you ain't getting laid, you might just, I accidentally park on the, a little over on the line, and the cop gonna bust me in the head with a hammer or something, a mallet, what they carry. I need you getting screwed on a regular if you're a police officer.
Wow. And I'll help you if you need them, Mr. Officer. Anyway,
And I'll help.
Exactly. let's shake and bake it, Mr. Police Officer. Talking to Jamie Giddens, Jillian Bowe, Luke Kerr, Regan Salura, and Melody Akles of PopConfidential.com and DaytimeConfidential.com. And still ahead, we're going to be talking to John Ratzenberger, who's going to be stopping by in about 10 minutes. Are there any – I'm looking at what's happening in movies, and I have to tell you the truth. I'm not that excited.
Me either.
I'm not that excited. Is anyone kind of feeling anything? Okay, Luke. What sci-fi movies open that we need to know about?
Well, I'm going to Real Steel this weekend with Hugh Jackman. So whatever you guys choose to do, you can do. But I'm going to a movie about robots beating up crap.
Are you going to bring a Kleenex tissue with you?
What? I leave that to Jamie on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I think I got Jillian. I just fell out of her head. What did I say, Jillian?
I can't. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Jamie?
What you said, Luke? What you said, my boy? Luke, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Luke won't get diva and be like, fuck this shit.
No. Luke knows I just play with him.
You love Luke. You love
Luke. Know, Luke knows how I feel about him. So, you know what? I'll be bringing wet ones to see it. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm just projecting my own self.
Yes.
He was up here. I was going to go jack off in the bathroom just because he might have peed in there.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I didn't get to meet him, though. He did the show.
Gorgeous.
I know. He's, yeah.
You know I love Mama O, but remember that scene when he came swooping down in Australia and hit his eye? I was like, Oprah, goddammit!
You know, I presented like a cat on the handle of the reception door just because he might have touched it. What?
Oh, Lord.
So... Ooh, got very quiet all of a sudden.
You went to a very dangerous place, Larry. Very dangerous.
I'm going to pull a Mel. I'm from Texas. You know, Math Mel Stilo. What she about to say?
So, Jamie, what movies are you excited about?
I will probably go to see 50-50. You know, I like movies like that. I like real life when it comes to my movies. If it's a toy I grew up playing with, like Transformers, sure, I'm going to go watch that, or G.I. Joe. Yes, I play with Transformers and G.I. Joe, and what? One day I wrote that on Facebook. I was like, I'm excited to see G.I. Joe. I played with them. And somebody wrote, you know you play with an Erica Kane doll. I'm like, I did, bitch, and what? But I also watch Transformers, and what? But yeah, so no, usually I'm not going to watch no robot beating up people and stuff. Unless
I can play it on my
own. But I am going to go see 50-50 because, you know, it's a good cancer comedy drama. And, hey, what more fun than that? Death, life, love, sex.
I'm into 50-50 also. Melody, what are you going to go see this weekend?
I don't know. Nothing's really catching my eye. I might go see that remake of The Thing, but just because Halloween is coming up.
Is Ride still, or no, not Ride, is Drive still in the theaters? Is it Drive?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'll probably see that.
Drive is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I'll probably see that.
I heard nothing but good things about it.
Now, you know what I've seen that's opening next weekend? Trespass, with the Nicole Kidman, Nicolas Cage movie. Because Julian...
What? First of all, who would want to trespass in that house?
That's a movie killer right there. That Nicole Kidman. I like
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, baby, I agree.
Look, she ain't had a hit since Moulin Rouge.
This is very true.
Yeah,
this
you
is
know,
true.
You speak the truth. That yeah, is true. I'm trying to think. I'm like,
so you won't be going to see that one, Luke?
Oh no! I am not a fan of Nicole Kidman.
I didn't know she was
role.
Doing a movie with Nicolas Cage. What an
odd
combination!
Yeah, they're
I'm ready for
How about
Nicolas
a formula
Cage
for failure.
Day. He needs to call it a day and go ahead and ask.
He needs
Fox
to pay the tax man.
Well, you know, I'm like, keep a Sutherland saying, "Come to TV, it's over for you."
Well, it's a kind of like their kidnap. It's a kidnap espionage movie.
It's about five of those movie stars from the 90s that need to just call it a day. Halle Berry is one too. I love her, but she can't sell a movie either. You need to go out and do TV.
How did she could barely sell TV without Oprah?
I'm like, let it go. Stop coming to the big screen and flop it. It's embarrassing. Just stop.
She's too busy trolling fashion shows for her next baby daddy.
Ooh, damn.
What?
Damn.
I bet she wish she'd bought that sperm on the black market, because, damn, she got some drama with that one.
Yeah, he putting up a fight. That's a fighter right there.
Yeah, honey, just next time.
She's like, you wasn't just going to take this baby from me.
No. Damn. Well, there you go. Reagan, is there any, are there any movies you're excited about?
I'm going to go see 50-50 also. It hits a little close to home, so I want to go check it out.
It looks looks really sweet.
Yeah, I like the actors in it, and I just think the story looks like it's a pretty good story. And like I said, it hits close to home, so I want to go see it.
So now I was really excited about going to see that Sarah Jessica Parker movie, but it bombed and disappeared.
Did. The promos for it, the trailer for it, it just looked like it was garbage, and it was.
It looked really good. Did you see it?
No, I mean, would you say Melody?
That's because Sarah Jessica Parker was in it.
I was going to say, other than Sex and the City, what recent stuff has she had a success in the box office?
That's true. She another one who need to hang it up,
with
too.
Luke, the original.
She did good with that. What was that family drama they did, or dramedy with?
You mean the Family Stone? Yeah, that was an ensemble, though. That was an ensemble.
Well, we're gonna have to leave it there, children.
Because you got to go see The Mailman from Cheers.
There you go. So we want to thank Jamie Giddens, Luke Kerr, Jillian. Well, Jillian's going to stay in the studio with us. Reagan Salura and Melody Akles. Read them, listen to them, popconfidential.com, daytimeconfidential.com. We love you guys. Thank you for coming to hang out with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys. Stick around. There's more to come on your Morning Jolt.